Welcome to Monday Morning Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Glory to God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. I will sing a new hymn to my God. O Lord, you are great and marvellous. You are marvellous in your strength, invincible. Let the whole creation serve you. For you spoke, and all things came to be. You sent out your spirit, and it formed them. No one can resist your voice. Mountains and seas are stirred to their depths. Rocks melt like wax at your presence. But to those who revere you, you still show mercy. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 28. To you will I cry, O Lord my rock, be not deaf to my prayer. Lest if you turn away silent, I become like those that go down to the grave. Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry to you for help, when I lift up my hands toward the holiest place of your sanctuary. Do not snatch me away with the ungodly, with the evildoers, who speak peace to their neighbours but nourish malice in their hearts. Repay them according to their deeds, and according to the wickedness of their endeavours. Requite them for the work of their hands, and give them their deserts. For they pay no heed to the Lord's acts, nor to the operation of his hands. Therefore shall he break them down, and not build them up. Let the Lord's name be praised, for he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts and I am helped. Therefore my heart dances for joy, and in my song will I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, and a sure refuge for his anointed king. O save your people and give your blessing to your own. Be their shepherd and bear them up forever. Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, you powers of heaven. Ascribe to the Lord glory and might. Ascribe to the Lord the honour due to his name. O worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord upon the waters. The voice of the Lord is mighty in operation. The voice of the Lord is a glorious voice. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them skip like a calf. Lebanon and Sirion, like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the lightning flash. The voice of the Lord whirls the sands of the desert. The Lord whirls the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord rends the terebinth trees and strips bare the forests. In his temple all cry, glory. The Lord sits enthroned above the water flood. The Lord sits enthroned as a king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will give to his people the blessing of peace. Creator, Spirit, Advocate, promised by our Lord Jesus, increase our faith and help us to walk in the light of your presence, to the glory of God the Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah, beginning at chapter 36, verse 1. In the fourth year of King Jehoiakim, son of Josiah of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Take a scroll and write on it all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel and Judah and all the nations, from the day I spoke to you, from the days of Josiah until today. It may be that when the house of Judah hears of all the disasters that I intend to do to them, all of them may turn from their evil ways, so that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch, son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote on a scroll at Jeremiah's dictation all the words of the Lord that he had spoken to him. And Jeremiah ordered Baruch, saying, I am prevented from entering the house of the Lord, so you go yourself, and on a fast day, in the hearing of the people in the Lord's house, you shall read the words of the Lord from the scroll that you have written at my dictation. You shall read them also in the hearing of all the people of Judah, who come up from their towns. It may be that their plea will come before the Lord, and that all of them will turn from their evil ways, for great is the anger and wrath that the Lord has pronounced against this people. And Baruch, son of Neriah, did all that the prophet Jeremiah ordered him about reading from the scroll the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. In the fifth year of King Jehoiakim, son of Josiah of Judah, in the ninth month, all the people in Jerusalem and all the people who came from the towns of Judah to Jerusalem proclaimed a fast before the Lord. Then, in the hearing of all the people, Baruch read the words of Jeremiah from the scroll in the house of the Lord, in the chamber of Jeremiah, son of Shaphan, the secretary, which was in the upper court at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house. When Micaiah, son of Jeremiah, son of Shaphan, heard all the words of the Lord from the scroll, he went down to the king's house, into the secretary's chamber, and all the officials were sitting there. Elishama, the secretary, Deliah, son of Shemaiah, Elnathan, son of Akbor, Jeremiah, son of Shaphan, Zedekiah, son of Hananiah, and all the officials. And Micaiah told them all the words that he had heard, when Baruch read the scroll in the hearing of the people. Then all the officials sent Jehudi, son of Nethaniah, son of Shelemiah, son of Cushi, to say to Baruch, bring the scroll that you read in the hearing of the people and come. So Baruch, son of Neriah, took the scroll in his hand and came to them. And they said to him, sit down and read it to us. So Baruch read it to them. When they heard all the words, they turned to one another in alarm and said to Baruch, we certainly must report all these words to the king. Then they questioned Baruch, tell us now, how did you write all these words? Was it at his dictation? Baruch answered them, he dictated all these words to me, and I wrote them with ink on the scroll. Then the officials said to Baruch, go and hide, you and Jeremiah, and let no one know where you are. The second reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, beginning at chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who, for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such hostility against himself from sinners, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood, and you have forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as children. My child, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when you are punished by him. For the Lord disciplines those whom he loves, and chastises every child whom he accepts. Endure trials for the sake of discipline. God is treating you as children, for what children is there whom a parent does not discipline? If you do not have that discipline in which all children share, then you are illegitimate and not his children. Moreover, we had human parents to discipline us, and we respected them. Should we not be even more willing to be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time, as seemed best to them. But he disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share his holiness. Now, discipline always seems painful rather than pleasant at the time, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. On that day you will say, "Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing God's praises, who has triumphed gloriously. Let this be known in all the world. Shout and sing for joy, you that dwell in Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel." The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and you forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives, make known your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, how great your majesty abounds before us. We thank you for all your generosity. May the peace and blessings of our Lord Jesus Christ be abundant across all nations and countries forevermore. God of grace, hear our prayer. Holy God, divine and merciful, your blessing on the people is loved by all, for which our gratitude knows no end. Grant, we pray, your saving blessing on all those experiencing times of trouble or strife, that they may receive the guidance of wisdom to lead them to a path of safety. God of grace, hear our prayer. Almighty God, hear our prayer to bring about a change throughout the people. We ask you to relay the wisdom to each man and woman how to coexist in peace and the will to do the same. To continue to respect one another and teach their offspring also to do so. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lord God of all might and mercy, we call on your intervention. The country and people of Ukraine and Israel call on your help to set them free from their oppressors and to rebuild their country, to live a life free from atrocity. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican cycle of prayer. The Diocese of Colombo, the Church of Ceylon Extra Provincial, the Diocese of Gippsland, the Parish of Groveley, Bribery Anglican Cancer Support Group, St. Hilda's School, Southport, all parishes seeking clergy, all Anglican schools seeking chaplains, all prison ministry chaplaincy teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Eternal God and Father, by whose power we are created, and by whose love we are redeemed, guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves to your service and live this day in love, to one another and to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. May we rekindle the gift of God within us. Amen.